action. Liquor Talk, another brand new episode for you, ladies and gentlemen, starts right now. So get that liquor poured up because it's Liquor Talk time. I'm your man, Victor, coming out of Florida, and I'm here today. Joining me today, she is the host of the Breaking the Silence podcast out of New York. She's an author as well. She's been doing a lot of work. And now she done dropped a podcast called Breaking the Silence Podcast. Well, what a better place than to not be silent than to be on Liquor Talk, right? Welcome to the podcast, author Nikki Nicole. How you doing today?
Fine. How are you? And I'm from North Carolina.
Yes, North Carolina. I stuttered. My bad. North Carolina, y'all. Shout out to North Carolina. We're putting out some of your podcasts coming from North Carolina to come through Liquor Talk. So shout out to you. I know you had the New York hat on, so I don't know. But tell the people about the Breaking the Silence podcast.
Well, I've been working on the Breaking the Silence podcast, launching for at least a year. But it's finally going to launch on February 27th, which is my birthday. I've completed at least 12 episodes so far. It's going so good so far. I'm looking for business owners, artists, anybody that wants to showcase their talent for open mic nights. I'm going to do debates on Sunday nights. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about the launch.
Hey, congratulations on launching the podcast. Now, I have to ask, what took so long? Because you say you've been planning it for a year. What took you so long?
Well, when I started to launch it last year, I was like, you know, it's not time. So I wanted to just prep it more and be prepared and be ready when I was, you know, going to launch it. So I kind of just probably overthought it, basically. I could have been probably launched it, but I was overthinking it a little bit too much.
Listen, we all got to start somewhere, and that's kind of inspiration, because sometimes it's just better to start the podcast and just fix everything later and just ask questions later, because you're going to have people ask you, when are you going to start a podcast? And it gets redundant, and it gets over and over again, because you get those people that are wondering, when are you going to do this? Because you said you were going to do this. When is it coming out? And you get people wanting, they be wanting, and they be on you about it. So maybe you didn't have that. So maybe you feel like it was the best time to wait a year to launch it. But hey, who knows? At least it's launching.
Unlike exactly. And I'm not going to stop at it either. I'm going to keep it going.
So tell me about the goal of the Breaking the Silence podcast. What's the goal of your platform?
Well, the goal of my platform is to bring awareness to business owners, artists, people in general. You know, some people out there have a story to tell that maybe, you know, it wouldn't ordinary to tell it, or maybe to tell them their story will help somebody else. And, you know, you have small businesses that are small, you know, of course, and they don't have that awareness or that marketing tool. So every week I put somebody in the Breaking the Silence podcast spotlight to, you know, showcase their business. Or, you know, I post every day about something they have going on just to bring awareness to them.
Yes, yes. And I do appreciate you sharing a spot on me. I definitely appreciate that. I'm also shout out to Danny Marie checking in on YouTube. Hey, Danny Marie, if you're seeing this, definitely got to bring you on Liquor Talk as well. Let's go ahead and talk. Let's set that up. So what was the inspiration behind the Breaking the Silence podcast? What made you say, I want to go ahead and do this?
Well, I know that people often struggle to get their businesses off the ground, and some people support some people and some people don't support others. So my main thing is to support people. I mean, I feel like support is the key in anything that you do. If you don't have the support, then nothing is going to move. So it's just basically to support everyone and get them out there. You know, because some people might not be the type of person to get out there face to face and talk to people. So advertising, I'm advertising for free. So, hey, just put them in the spotlight for free.
Yes. Shout out to you for putting them in the spotlight for free. And also, I hope they are bringing substance, and I hope they are bringing you something in return as well for you sharing your platform with them.
Well, I ultimately believe that if you do good by people, good things come to you. So, you know, blessings going to come my way in other ways. You know, even if it doesn't come from them, it's going to come anyway. You know, be good to people. You know, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Good things come to you.
Yes, that's a fact. Although I will stress that people need to be patient, because they ain't going to come right away. You think, oh, I'm going to do this good deed, it's going to come right away. No, you got to be putting in patience and you got to put in work, you know what I'm saying? And also, you just got to stay patient because sometimes you may do good for others, but those people may not reciprocate those same feelings.
I agree completely.
That's real. So what do you want to do with this platform? Do you just want to shine the spotlight on everybody else, or what are you looking to do with this platform?
Well, I'm also right now I'm preparing to do what I call the BTS bags. I'm gonna take those bags. I'm gonna build it up for a little bit. So far, I've got about 4 or 5 bags. But what I'm gonna do is put items in those bags, like snacks, water, like items like deodorant, lotion, shampoo, things that people that are homeless would need. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and I'm just gonna go out in the street and I'm gonna give them away. You know, there's people that's in need. When I release my book Motherhood, I plan to do a motherhood drive. From the Breaking the Silence podcast, where I give items to mothers in need, diapers, wipes, you know, anything that they may need, first-time moms, or even, you know, moms, period. So I have a lot of little different things that I'm going to plan to do with the podcast. Besides having guests, I want to go out there and I want to support the community as well.
Yes, we need that. The community, we definitely need that. Definitely need you to go out there and support the community. Now, talk about your book, Motherhood. What was the big inspiration? Is motherhood something that just totally changed your life?
Motherhood is a story about me being a single mother. And my goal with that book is to reach other single mothers out there and let them know that they're not alone, that they can do it. You know, you have mothers out there that are single mothers that want to give up because sometimes it can be a bit much, but you still can do it. You know, you just have to take day by day. So it's my personal story about my journey as a single mother and how I managed to stay above water during that time period with 2 kids.
Yes, I hope you managed to stay above water. And I hope that you found the resources. And I hope that you found the people that were willing to help you. You know what I'm saying? Now staying with that story, was the man even in the picture, you know what I'm saying, to help with the kid? Because some of us men nowadays in this generation, they're stepping up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that for the other generations, but from what I've seen, men in this generation, they are actually stepping up to the plate and making shit happen.
No, my baby father, children's father wasn't there. I was totally alone. I had my mother. My mother was there to guide me, to teach me everything that I did know. She was a good support system for me. I was able to still go to school. I was able to get my degree, and I was able to work, you know. So she was my support.
That's real. Shout out to moms. Moms are definitely the biggest support. Definitely appreciate that. My mom was a single mom as well. She made things happen, and also on the backs of the support of people like my grandmother and my aunt, her older sister as well. So I definitely feel that as well. And I also want to thank you for sharing your story. So what made you say the world needs to hear this story?
Well, I mean, you have a lot of single mothers out there I have people in my family that are single mothers, and I see their struggle every day. And what they go through and how you're going to fix this, how you're going to go to work and what shift you're going to work. You got to base your shift around your children. So I look at the experiences around me and I took that and I'm like, you know, maybe I need to tell this story because maybe this story will help them and others out there.
Yes. Definitely others out there because there's a lot of single parents out there. They're struggling to make it. They just got to figure out these resources to help them because the resources out there, you just got to find it. There's a way to make shit happen. You just got to find it. And I see a lot of people that they think their life is over just because they have a child. No, your life is still just beginning. No, go out there and live your dreams.
Absolutely. I agree completely. But, you know, most times when people, you know, have a child, they give up. They think that their life is over. You know, they can't do this and they can't do that. I'm here to tell you that you can. You can do anything you want to. Those children should be your motivation to do more and to, you know, reach your dreams because they're looking at you. You know, you're their role model, so you got to do what you got to do.
Yes, you definitely have to do what you have to do because those babies are going to get older, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be looking at you for inspiration. And also, you got to have something to tell them about how to navigate through life.
I agree. But the real parenting doesn't start until they get grown. People think that because that's when you got to teach them about credit. You got to teach them about buying a house, a car, and they run to you every 5 minutes and put some advice. So the easy part is when they're young to me.
Yes. Ooh, really? So you don't ever like teach them about stuff when they should? Because I really wish when I was young I would have known about credit and buying houses and investing. Man, if I would have known that stuff when I was young, I would have been investing them little checks I was getting from the movies. If I would have known what I know now, but, you know, we were all just young then.
Exactly. But see, my mom is old school. So when she was raised, you know, her parents didn't teach her about credit, about saving and those type of things, because their thing was to pay bills, you know, pay your bills. So those type of conversations wasn't had. But when I got older, when my kids got older, that's when I had to start teaching those types of things for them.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, when you're older, you do better. And also, now that we have all the resources in the world at our disposal, now it's a whole lot better.
Absolutely.
So tell me, is the motherhood book the only thing you're working on, or what else are you working on besides the motherhood book?
Well, I was supposed to release a book on my birthday on launch day as well. I mean, it still can release. It's still in motion. When Love Speaks, it's a collection of short stories. It's actually a follow-up from a short story collection I wrote last year, Mixed Emotions. It was stories that was like left on cliffhangers. So they're leading into the next story. But I don't know. It may launch on February 27th. It may not. It just depends on how this weekend goes.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, talk to me about the short stories. What was the biggest inspiration behind the short stories? Was it something that happened to you personally, or was these stories of somebody like you're close to, or people or things you just observed when it comes to love?
Well, when Love Speaks, it's like I said, from Mixed Emotions. Mixed Emotions came to me as lessons. It's basically a book of lessons. You know, you see things that people go through in life, and I just started writing about it and putting twists to it and making it exciting so people can look at things a little bit differently.
Now, what's the one thing that stands out to people that you wrote it, but every time they read it, it's like it goes over people's heads and you're like, you need to get where I'm coming from?
Well, recently I actually sold two books and they read it like in maybe like 48 hours. They came back to me with a review of it. And they was like, you know what, that's a good book. But see, that book has sex in it too. So it's got drama. It has a lot of lessons too. It's, you know, it's got a story in it, the very first story. It's about this homeless guy. He wasn't originally homeless. He was married and had a good life, successful and everything. Wife left him for another guy, and he lost everything. She went behind his back and pretty much put everything in her name, and he didn't have a car, didn't have a house, didn't have anything. So he ended up homeless. So this lady came up to him, and she asked him, you know, what's he on? So she gave him some money, of course, and that was the first time. Second time, she went and took him to get a haircut. Third time, it was like six times that it happened. She took him to get something to eat. She took him to get some clothes. And then the final time, she bought him a house. She bought him a house. She bought him a house and a car. And he had a business. He was the owner of his own business before all of this went down. She replenished him with his own business again. And after all of this happened, the lady passed away.
Damn.
After the lady passed away, the lawyer shows up at the door. And the lawyer has this paperwork stating that the lady was his mother. Now, he was adopted. So the lady ended up being his real mother. And she found him, but she never told him that, you know, she was the mother. So she left everything she had to him. She had several businesses, several cars, and everything. So when the story ends, the ex-wife knocks on the door. and that's when I end the story.
Oh, hell no. The ex-wife shows up trying to collect. Oh, hell no. Yep. I don't know what's there to collect, though, because we've already been divorced. So she what's there to collect? Him.
She divorced him and moved on. But she found out that he came into all that money and showed up at the door.
See, that's the kind of woman you leave behind. There ain't no cliffhanger. I know that's a cliffhanger, like, what's he going to do? But from a man's point of view, like, you already didn't divorce me. What the hell you want now?
Right. What do you want?
Yeah, what the hell do you want? Like, you've already divorced me. No.
But see, that the first story in When Love Speaks is the follow-up to that story. So, yeah.
So, talk to me, what inspired you to write like this?
To be honest, when I was young, I was 5 years old. I've been writing since I was like 5. And it started off me writing like about feelings, you know, if somebody hurt me or if I was happy or something like that, sad. So I would carry around a book sack with a pencil and a notebook everywhere I went. And it just started like journaling, basically. I love poetry. I would enter myself in a poetry contest. I would publish a few poems here and there. But as the years rolled around, I desired to publish a book. But I didn't know that it was as easy as it was until I got to this point to publish. I thought you had to spend a lot of money to publish, which realistically speaking, you don't. So I wrote a couple of poetry books. I have three poetry collections out there. But the short stories, I really feel like that is where it's at. That's my niche. I think I'm going to stick with the short story collection.
Yeah, as you should. You done found your niche. You done got these cliffhangers leaving people wanting more. I'd roll with it. You got, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You got to roll with it.
Exactly. But I do have another autobiography out there as well. But I don't think I'm probably gonna still do some more autobiographies, but I'm probably gonna stick more with the short story collection, maybe another 2 years before I drop another one.
Bet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Liquor Talk Podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I sound a whole lot better when you have some liquor in your hands. So go get you some liquor and please subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts at, ladies and gentlemen. Author Nick and Nicole checking in with us. All right. Now, how did you go from being a writer to all the wanting to transition into having a podcast?
Well, initially, with me starting the podcast, my thing was to, okay, I'm an author. What better way to advertise myself than through my own podcast? I mean, so that was the initial thing. I was like, okay, I can advertise myself and I can advertise others as well. And we can all win.
Now, have you thought about doing some podcast segments where you're reading the stories as how they should sound from the author's hand to your voice?
Well, actually, next weekend I'm supposed to be going to Atlanta to actually record my poems to put on Apple Music. So I'm already working on that, but on open mic nights, I will do some spoken word as well every Saturday.
So what's the biggest inspiration behind your spoken word? What do you want people, and what do you want people to get from your spoken word poems?
Well, the poems that I have in my poetry collections is basically about my life, things I went through. And I hope that someone out there can relate to it and possibly know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Everything's going to be okay.
That's real. We definitely need more stories like that in the world. Now, what is your message to up-and-coming writers and up-and-coming bloggers or up-and-coming storytellers who are looking for that way to get started, or they want to get started, but they're hesitant? What is like your biggest piece of advice to them?
Well, the first thing is to start. Whatever you're trying to do, don't procrastinate. Time does not wait on anybody. Before you know it, tomorrow's going to be here, next day is going to be here, next year is going to be here, and you're still going to be standing in the same spot if you just don't start. You have to network with people. You have to find out information, because that's what I do. Danny Marie, anything I need to know about a podcast, I'm chiming in with her to find out if I'm on the right track or if it's something else I need to do. So it's important to connect with people that you don't know. Not always about who you know. It's about who you don't know. That's going to actually help you get where you want to be or where you need to be.
Man, you just dropped some bars right there, because when I first was starting on this podcasting thing, I really wasn't feeling the support or the guidance. But once I started tapping in with people that's not in my city, not knocking the people in my city, obviously got love for them, but there weren't really podcasters that looked like me and you telling you, hey, you can do this and you need to do this, need to do that, or showing you different ways to, you know, figure out how to get more guests on. Because one thing I found is people in other places will support you faster than people where you're at.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's a sad case, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, but you just got to embrace that support. Now, talk about your growth and what ways you feel like this creative journey has helped you grow as a person.
I feel that me as a person with this podcast, I used to be very quiet in my shell, didn't bother people, but this podcast is actually bringing my voice to life. So every day that I get behind this mic, it's enhancing me. It's making me grow more, because now I'm able to communicate more. I'm able to talk to people that I don't know, and I'm not shy anymore. So I think that's growth for me. Anybody that knows me, I'm not this type of person. Just get up and talk on the podcast.
Listen, I definitely felt that, because people that knew me in college, they knew I was this big introverted man that was very super introverted, but it took years for me to develop this voice, to get on the mic like it's nothing, to get on the mic with people I don't even know like it's nothing. It takes years to develop, so I definitely felt that.
Exactly. It takes strength, too, and courage.
Yes, it does. You don't get to where I'm at with, you know what I'm saying, just courage, or where you're at with just our strength or what we can do. It just takes some morals behind it, you know what I'm saying? It takes us pushing through some things.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. Once again, go ahead, subscribe, support. All right, now we're going to talk about the mess. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you one messy thing to talk about before we get out of here. And I'm not going to, on this episode, we're not going to keep y'all for long on this episode. But there's been a series of TikToks that I know y'all have seen, that y'all have seen last month. Some lady named Risa, but she released 50 TikToks of basically not knowing who she was about to marry. And this was a whole series that swept everybody. Like, so it got me to wonder, how do you be with somebody yet you don't do your homework on them? What do you think?
I mean, I've never heard anything like that before in my life. I'm the old school type. I had to get to know you. You know, we got to get to know each other. I can't get into nothing like that. That's crazy. How does she not know?
Yeah, that's the one thing. I'm watching your stories, and I'm like, how did you not know all these things about this man before you said I do to him? Like, because marriage is a lifetime commitment. It ain't the championship. It is a lifetime commitment. You are committed to this person for the rest of your life. To death do you part. And like, because I know me, like, before I offer a woman a rock, I gotta see you in all four seasons. I gotta see you when you're happy, when you're sad, when things are going right, when you're down bad. I need to see it all before I give you the ring. And I know for ladies, y'all need to see us too, because men and women are both good at hiding shit that don't need to be found out. That if you do your homework, you can find out. It's crazy.
But that's about the same thing as what is that show they have? Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
So they don't know anything about each other, and they're marrying each other at the first sight of each other. Like, they haven't even lived together.
Now, see, that's a TV show. That they don't know that. But this is a woman that you out here being with this man, and you getting serious with this man for months leading up to the marriage, but you don't know half this stuff. And now you done dropped all these TikToks. You got Arab America's attention. It's crazy.
She probably just want attention. That's all that is.
You know what? Sometimes I think it is a lot of people, they just want attention. And I'm just like, for what? It ain't paying your bills.
Right.
But how do you properly vet somebody? Like, do you need to be running the background check, or do you need to ask the right questions? What is it? Like, what do you think people need to do before they really lock in with somebody?
I don't know anymore, because, you know, dating people are not, it's not like it used to be. Now you might have to run that background check, because you don't know. People be hiding secrets, you know, they're criminals, their credit jacked up, you know. Today is different from back in the day, you know, sitting down, getting to know each other for a couple of months or so, and then, ooh, you're so in love, you're getting married. But it was simple for me back then. Now it's, if I had to get out there again, because I'm married, I'll be married 9 years next week. So I don't know how I would act out there. I'd probably be single.
Actually. Listen, you are blessed to be married. Listen, this is, as a single person, I'm telling everybody in relationships, y'all better fight to the wheels fall off to stay in that relationship, because it ain't shit out here. People are out here scamming. They lying. There's nothing worth being single all over again. So my people in relationships, you're blessed. I need you. You married that person. You stayed with that person for a reason. I need you to fight that thing out.
Absolutely. I agree. Ain't nothing out there.
It's nothing out there. And also, people, you need to be doing your research on these people nowadays, because nobody is what they seem, and it's crazy. Now, could you see yourself writing a kind of story like that? You know what I'm saying? Inspired by the mess that goes on today?
That's a good one. I might have to do a short story collection about that, because it's a lot of stuff, and catfishing, and it's a lot of stuff people do out here, ghosting people. So that might be a good thing to do.
Yes, if I were you, I would definitely look into tapping into the messy side of things, because that is just, it's crazy. It's ludicrous out here about what you got to deal with and stuff. So I would definitely look into that if I were you.
Definitely. That's a good idea. I'm gonna have to run with that.
As you should. Now, tell me when does the next book launch? And also, what are you looking forward to with the podcast launching?
Well, the next book, like I said, is supposed to be When Love Speaks. It's supposed to launch on the same day the podcast launches. But like I said, we got to see how the weekend goes with that. Hopefully, I can close it with everything going on with the podcast. I've just been real, real busy. I hope on the podcast launch day that everybody tunes in, because I'm doing my first debate that day on launch. And plus, it's my birthday. Got a lot to support and chime in. So hopefully everybody chime in and let me talk to them. We're going to go back and forth and do a debate with my niece. We're back and forth. Is Barbie a role model for young girls at the topic? So I'm hoping people chime in and give their opinions.
Oh, you say, is Barbie a good role model for them?
For young girls.
I would, nowadays, just as a man's point of view, I don't know. Early prediction would be a better role. Nowadays, Barbie would be a decent role model compared to these female rappers and females on social media and stuff. Or a good role model be actually a strong woman in your family. That's the real role model. But, you know.
But see, back in the day, you know, Barbie, you know, was the skinny lady, you know, with blonde hair, and everybody wanted to be small like her. But now Barbie is more versatile. You have plus size Barbie. You have a wheelchair Barbie. You have the doctors. You know, she was always about career, you know, getting a career. So to me, Barbie is different today, but she's going to debate against me. She's on the no side.
quick question. Somebody asked, they want to know Barbie the movie or Barbie the actual the doll?
Barbie the actual doll.
Okay, yeah. Because like I said, I didn't see the Barbie action movie because I'm a man. What the hell am I going to go watch the Barbie movie for? I ain't got no daughters, you know. So so I guess somebody wanted to know. But they do create the dolls nowadays. So, hey, we need some good-looking black Barbies so that way our young girls can be inspired to see their inner beauty as well. So we need more black Barbies out here because growing up back in the days, from what I saw, there was no dolls of no black girls, black Barbies.
But Barbie, you know, Barbie did, you know, get a collection of black Barbies too. So she's trying, I guess.
They're slowly evolving like everything in this country, you know what I'm saying? So, but it is what it is. Lastly, why do people need to tap in with the Breaking the Silence podcast?
I believe that everybody needs to tap in because, hey, it's free advertisement for your business, your brand. It's bringing awareness to your products, your services. Plus, I mean, it's going to be people telling their stories. It's going to be spoken word, open mic nights. I'm going to do a battle of artists, a battle of singers, beat makers, and eventually, hopefully, I'll be to the point where I can get prizes for the winners instead of titles. And then we're going to have debates, you know, debates so we can talk about things, disagree to agree. So tap in.
Yes, tap in. I want to thank you for blessing the Liquor Talk with your presence. And also, I want to thank you for having me being a part of your launch. I feel honored that you had me on to help launch your podcast. I'm honored. I was helped in any kind of way I could help as a veteran in the podcast game. I will definitely help you out. And if you want to tap back in with me, let me know. Because I'm in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So, like I said, we're taking on for the 23 and the 24 and the 25. So, I want to thank you for coming on Liquor Talk today.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. Thank you also for being a part of Breaking the Silence as well. Support is the key.
Yes, that's real. And thank you to listeners for listening to this short edition of Liquor Talk, ladies and gentlemen. We keep pushing on the journey to 300 episodes. I definitely appreciate for everybody for tapping in. Subscribe to both platforms on Spotify. Go buy her work, ladies and gentlemen. Go check it out. Tap in with Liquor Talk because this podcast train keeps on rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Support that liquor and get ready for the ride. Until next episode, we're out this thing, y'all. Good night, y'all.